password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week from Golden Girls, Betty White and Richard Simmons. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Thank you. Welcome.
You're going to tell him that we exercised for an hour before the show, so we
yes.
are ready after yesterday?
I can tell. Whew, boy, you are ready. Okay.
I'm always ready.
Never mind. Welcome to Super Password. Oh, stick around. It's going to be nice. We're going to do it again. We're going to start right off with playing the end game. This time, you're not in the hot seat, though, Richard.
Boy, and I did great last time. I won a small award last time that Betty brought to me. It was
really?
A thesaurus.
Oh.
A big one.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
I feel better now, though. Yeah.
Anything you'd care to get off your chest?
No, I'm finished now.
don't lose any of it. Stay sweet as you are. All right, let's bring out our champion, shall we, before we get in real trouble here. Tim, come on out here.
Yeah.
Tim? Tim is our champion, you know.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Oh, that means we have to go over and do that.
Ah, yes.
Oh,
yes. Tim, tell us once again about yourself before you go over there for the big bucks.
I'm Tim Barber. I'm from Chillicothe, Ohio. I'm an architect. I work in Los Angeles renovating apartment buildings. And I'm a new student of metaphysics.
A new student of metaphysics, as opposed to an old student of metaphysics.
It's like I don't know very much yet.
I see. Well, give us an example of what you're studying into or whatever. Metaphysically speaking,
it's about, like, I see myself winning $10,000 before I go over there.
Right, you visualize that, you picture that.
Exactly.
Well, okay.
Stay there.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, and let's go over and play for $10,000. Hold that thought. Just keep visualizing.
Hold your thoughts, Steve.
Okay. Your second time here. Now, the first time, did you metaphysically project that you were going to win? The first time, did you do that?
Apparently not.
Apparently not. This time, you really have to read. Now, can Betty help? Can she help with that?
Absolutely.
Oh, so you must both concentrate that you will be jumping up and down and having won the... Okay, here we go then. 10 words, beginning with letter B and continuing through K. B through K, all right? Everyone you get right, I'll give you $100. As you know, if you get them all, Tim, I will give you $10,000. 60 seconds, Betty, you know that. Oh, still fighting pneumonia. If you're ready to go, 60 seconds, take a look at your first word. And there it is. Got it, Betty? Mm-hmm. Not yet. Here we go. Good luck,
Tim.
Saw you taking that breath. All right, here we go. Ready and go.
Margarine.
Butter.
C.
Church.
Cathedral.
D.
Pigeon.
Dove.
E.
School.
Education.
Primary.
Elementary.
F.
Industry.
Finance?
Yes.
G.
Alley.
Garage.
Curb.
Gutter.
H.
Beautiful.
Heavenly.
Beautiful.
Hunky.
Man.
Handsome.
Yes.
I.
Export?
Import.
J.
Vine.
Jack.
Night. Bloomer.
Jasmine.
Yes.
K.
Door.
Knob.
Yes. It worked.
Thank you very much. I can't believe it.
It worked. It worked. Without any problem whatsoever. I don't know how you're going to get that, but you did.
Oh.
You said vine and night blooming or just blooming?
Night
blooming. That was
I'm
perfect.
I'm not even sure it's a vine. I think it is, but
well,
I'm not
it can be
sure.
A plant, too, or a bush or whatever, but it doesn't matter.
It's a vine. Now it's a vine.
It's divine. It's a divine vine, as a matter of fact. Well, you did it, and you pictured it. You must have done it correctly because you now have $13,000. We'll break away for commercial message and come back. Nice going.
That's
wonderful. Nothing even gave you any trouble at all. Except handsome a little bit. I thought you were going to see there for a moment, but you didn't. You had, oh no. Here we are. But I thought what you, I thought you were doing was getting to the location was perfect. We're talking about the word gutter over there.
First of all, I saw the bowling alley gutter because that's where I spend all my time when I'm bowling. But then I thought I better get it to the street.
Yeah,
well, that's where I spend all my time in the gutter. I can't win with that word.
Either way, it worked both ways, and you got it. Never mind, it's not important. Congratulations to you, Tim. You obviously visualized it perfectly. It
worked. How come he didn't visualize it when I did it? You know, where was I in this?
Well, it started off that way so quickly, the first thing of the day.
Well, she would have had Raccoon, though. That would have been a hard one.
Yeah, Raccoon could have fouled her up, maybe. Well, let's see what happens now. Heather, come on in. You have a challenger, Tim. Here's your guy.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hi.
Well, Heather, here you are. Uh-oh, what's
the
matter?
My chair is stuck.
There you go. Is it stuck?
I didn't do it.
Oh, it has to go over those, that little thing there. There you go. No, wait.
No.
Get this back, reel in. There we go. All right, there you go.
It happens to me, right?
Okay.
You have these in navy blue, green.
Tell us about yourself, Heather.
Well, my name is Heather Duke. I'm a new mommy of a six-month-old little girl named Allie.
Really?
Yes, it's fun. Being a mom is fun. I don't care what anybody says. I'm a born-again diabetic.
Would you like to explain that, please?
Before I got pregnant, I was, I'm a diabetic, sure. But when I had the baby, and it was real important to take care of myself, and I got excellent doctors, doctors, I could have started my own hospital with my doctors.
Yeah.
And my baby was perfect. I mean, nothing went wrong. I tested my blood sugar 8 times a day, and it was hard work, but it was worth it because I got a great baby.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
That's a great phrase, isn't it? A born-again diabetic. I had no idea what that was, but now I do, because you do have to...
A lot of people are called, because you kind of ignore it for a while, and then you think, well, now I can't.
Yeah, you can't.
So, you know, yeah.
All right, well, good luck to you. Okay. Here we go. If you're ready to go, here's a $100 puzzle, and Betty and Richard giving the clues. Here comes the first word. Let's show everybody at home what it is. All right, Richard, start us off, please.
Horrible. Ugly.
Okay, Betty?
Let me double check that. I was afraid of that. Awful.
Terrible.
All right, Richard.
Disgusting.
Fourth and final clue.
Outrageous.
Incredible.
No, atrocious. Atrocious is what it was. There's 40,000 ways to get that. We'll put it on the board, nobody guesses, and here comes the next word, please. $100 puzzle. There it is. Richard?
Obnoxious.
Rude.
No. Betty?
Child.
Bratty.
Okay. Richard?
Intelligent.
Spoiled?
Okay. Betty?
Advanced.
Impertinent.
Okay. The word was... precocious.
Two of those words together.
Atrocious and precocious. Put it up there, please. Atrocious and precocious, and nobody guesses yet. Next word, please. We could play this out and never have to guess till the last word.
Promises,
we all know what it is.
Promises.
All right, here we go. Richard? Aha. That's okay. Go ahead.
Joseph?
Joe.
Okay. Betty?
Virgin
Mary.
Yes, correct. That's the clue. All right. Atrocious, precocious Mary. Tim?
Ted Baxter?
Oh, it's a great guess. Is it Ted Baxter? Okay, don't say anything to anybody now. That's a great guess. Here we go. Next word, please. All right, Betty. Uh-oh. Richard?
Mary?
Joseph.
We're in another word now.
Well?
Okay, here we go, Betty.
Umbrella.
Poppins.
Yes. Atrocious, precocious, Mary Poppins. Tim?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Is it that? Yes! Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Nice going. You didn't need whatever that razzle was.
Whoa.
Word, yes.
Whoa. Thank God we didn't get that one at the beginning.
No. Can you believe that? We ought to save that card. That's
and
a good one.
I think it was spelled wrong.
I noticed that the sixth letter in the fourth syllable was actually, I think, inverted, probably. Okay, that's $100 for Tim to start things off. We're going to break away for commercial and come right back.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah.
Nice going.
What's her name? I can't think of her name. But this star.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. We'll never forget that word, will we?
Can't do any more of that, can we? Richard and Bob Sherman, if you're out there, we love your song. Here's a $200 puzzle. Someone just asked me a trivia question. Who wrote that? In fact, Bobby Sherman, our executive producer, said, I bet you don't know. And I did. And I didn't win anything.
You certainly did. You won Bobby Sherman.
Ah, that's what I won. Okay, the cash word is worth $2,000. This is a $200 puzzle. Tim and Heather giving the clues, and off we go. First word, please. There it is. Heather?
Sight.
Okay, we'll allow that.
Stutter.
I just blew it.
She said state, and he said stutter.
I thought it was stutter.
Tim?
Houston.
Texas.
I was going to say San Antonio.
You were going to say something else, yeah. All right, on the board, we have Texas, Betty.
Is it J.R. Ewing?
Is it J.R. Ewing?
It was the last time, and you couldn't remember. The world knew J.R. Ewing.
Oh, I remember that so well. Oh. The whole audience was screaming, please.
Like, about this big.
Next word, please. All right, Tim.
Cop.
Cop. Policeman. Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Wrong. Heather, this is a good
one. How'd you get policeman out of cup? Oh, it was cup.
I think that was the clue.
I didn't know it was cup. I thought it was cop.
Cop, yes, it's the accent. People have a little different accents, you see. And now you did misunderstand. But certainly understandable that you would understand.
It was a Southern cup.
It was Texas.
All right, Heather, please.
Rose.
Kennedy.
Well, we're really sneaking up on it now, aren't we, gang? These are the best players we've got, too. Tim.
Plate.
Bowl.
Yes, there you go.
Sorry, I missed something. I was thinking of a fat pot. Sorry,
Dan. All right, we have Texas, and we have bowl.
Oh, is it the... Well, that wouldn't be in there, I don't think. I don't know.
Okay, I know what it is. I wonder if anybody else knows.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe.
Well, I think I know. Two people over at our desk over there know.
Nine don't. Don't talk about the two that don't know.
You're right.
Nine.
You're right. Yes, but the nine other people over there don't know anything. Have you ever looked over there during the game? It's our authorities over there. Here we go. Next word, please. Oh, I'm wrong. Tim?
Peppery.
Salty.
Okay. Heather?
Spicy.
Yes. Very good. Way to go. Texas. Now, wait a minute. Now, just a moment. Texas, bowl, and spicy.
Chili.
Is it chili? They're standing. They're standing. It's a standing ovation. Look at that. George, get a shot of that. We have a standing ovation, folks. A standing ovation.
Mom's calling the neighbors.
Well, we may have to bring you down to earth now because with our score, $200 for Heather and $100 for Tim, that means it is time for the magic toaster.
Happy toaster.
Now we'll see how you do. Show the folks at home. What the cash word is, it's worth $2,000. You have three clues now.
I hope to God I do this for you. I really mean it.
Take a look at it, Richard.
I got seasoned in English, but I'm going to try my best.
All right, take a look at this one. And we're ready for your first clue, sir.
Nag.
We'll allow that.
Harp.
All right, clue number two.
Pushy.
Third and final clue.
Bother.
I have no idea.
Okay. tough. Do you have another clue
but
for that?
They were good.
Yes, they were.
Thank
pretty
you
good
very
clues.
Much.
Do you have another clue for that? No, I. Yes.
Raccoon.
Yeah, I was going to go for the animal itself.
Badger.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
That's after all the clues.
I mean,
excellent clues. She wouldn't have gotten it without those other clues.
No, yeah, absolutely not.
Excellent
absolutely
clues.
Not. Next time the cash will be $3,000 with our score. $200 for Heather and $100 for Tim. We will change partners and break away for commercials. That's close. Who's that badger? It's hard to get if you want to be an animal. Raccoon. Okay, here we are. $300 puzzle. Heather is leading $200 to $100. And Heather just told us something very interesting during the commercial break. Heather, tell them
well,
what
I'm
you told
I'm a second generation password player. My mother was on Alan Ludden's show and was quarterly finals, you know, person and all that good stuff. So I'll try, Mom.
Second generation. You were here with Alan.
Yeah. She loved it. We played at home all the time.
He and I did the same thing.
Yes, I know you did.
And I think some of you out there, if you don't know how to play this game real well, would you write a letter and say that you would like a home game called Super Password so we could play this at home?
What a good idea, yes.
Yes.
Excellent idea. I'm for that.
And a good way to get Bert Condy's picture on the box.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'll buy one quick. I'll buy a six-pack. Okay, here we go. Here it comes. Where is it? Let's show it. Give him the word, please, quickly. All right, Richard.
Steal.
Cheat.
Okay, Betty?
Steal.
Metal.
All right, Richard.
Bank.
Robbery.
Form of the word.
Rob.
Yes. That's the way to do it. Okay. We have Rob on this board, Tim. What would it be?
Dick Van Dyke?
Oh, is it Dick Van Dyke? Dick Van Dyke.
Oh.
What
it
is
must be close because they waited a while.
No, it felt like they were rewriting the answer. Wait a minute. Oh, we got it too quick. Change it.
That's why they're all so quiet.
Yeah, I heard some shuffling. Was it? Who is it? I don't know. We'll think of something. Here comes the next word. Okay, Richard.
Friend.
Pal.
Okay, Betty.
System.
Buddy.
Yes. Very nice. Rob and Buddy. For the game, Heather.
You would say that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm not a clue.
Okay, well, you have two. Rob and Buddy. Here we go. Next word, please. Okay, Betty.
Petrie.
Sally.
Okay. Richard.
Oh. Luke.
Laura.
Yeah. That's right. Nice going. Very nice. Rob, Buddy, and Laura. Tim?
Is it the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Is it the Dick Van Dyke Show? Yes. Didn't need comedy, didn't need series. Well, you were right on it from the beginning. How about that? Now, what brought that in your mind? On Rob, you said Dick Van Dyke.
Metaphysics.
Metaphysics did it again. My golly, it's working. All right.
Take those.
Yeah, me too. I wish it came in tablet form. Tim has $400. Heather has $200. We'll come back after this commercial break and play the $400 puzzle and decide who wins.
Hey!
That's amazing. You saw Rob. It's still incredible. Oh, here we are. I just told Betty I'm going to tell her a wonderful joke as soon as we go off the air.
Would you just leave?
I can't tell it now, of course. But listen, we'll see you all tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day.
I can't believe how much he's won already.
He's doing beautifully. And Heather's going to do beautifully, too. And I hope you'll be back with us tomorrow to see how it all comes out. Thanks so much for watching. Goodbye, everybody.